Bible Believers Baptist Church. We are the Urban Family in Uganda, Africa.
Hi.
Just wanted to provide you with a short, brief update about what's going on here. We have a lot for you to pray about. Adrian is really enjoying this, seeing himself on the screen. So, anyways, we have a lot for you to pray about. My wife has a class that she's been teaching, in which the mothers of our church come to our home, and she teaches them a very practical class called Biblical Motherhood. And it's been very beneficial, very helpful to a lot of the ladies involved. I am still going out to the village and preaching the gospel out in the village and trying to equip the village churches with the ability to do it on their own. So we're teaching them how to street preach, teaching them how to go door to door, teaching them discipleship. I'm teaching them through the book of Jonah. These are all things that we're trying to use to equip these pastors, and they're bringing the leaders from their churches so that we can spend time with all of them, encouraging them and helping them to be able to do the same on their own. Our church still goes street preaching every Friday. That's been going tremendously well. We have a lot of visitors come. People get saved. An unbelievable story recently. Brother Keith, a couple of Sundays back, a man came to the church, and the story as to how he came to the church is that he he found men in Masaka Town, where we live, rolling or laying out marijuana on a John and Romans that we gave out while out street preaching. And the man, as he was walking through the town, he saw them doing that, and he recognized the book as to what it was. And so he recognized it as the Word of God, and he asked them, "Can I have that, please?" So they removed the marijuana from it and gave him the booklet. On the booklet, it had our church address, our town church address. The man came to church, spoke with Brother Keith, met with him later that day, and ended up in tears in a very broken fashion, trusting in Jesus Christ. So you just have no idea where these tracks will go and what they will accomplish if the Lord is involved in it all. So that's a tremendous blessing. And every Sunday, we still go door knocking and do what we can to get the gospel out in that fashion. And just staying busy as a family. December and January, we're extremely busy. We did a lot of traveling back and forth to Kampala. But the Lord has blessed us. All has been well. We sure love you guys and appreciate you. And thank you for your support. And thank you for giving us this opportunity to speak to you in this way. And that's all for now. Until next time, God bless you and talk to you soon.
Bye.